lots of inspiration to focus by different leaders every day. And so we want to thank him. And he's a man who actually helped put together Isagenix University. He's one of the very first millionaires with the company. I think we have over 150 of them now, 150-something of them now. They keep popping now. And it's extraordinary because this company is dedicated to creating more six and seven figure earners than any other company in the industry. They've intended to do that right from day one, and now they're popping. It's really extraordinary. So I will get. It's really my honor to turn the call over to a man who has tremendous leaders on his team. He has a group weekend event he's put together called Follow Your Bliss that has transformed so many lives. It's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, Yudana. Thank you for all that. And in fact, yes, it is all perfect because there is no such thing as failure. Isn't that the coolest thing? That's one of my greatest awakenings in a book called The Happy Pocket Full of Money. The absolute scientific evidence that failure is part of success. And so there is no such thing that failure is a complete lie. It's an illusion. How cool is that? I love it. And I'm just so excited. It's Wednesday, guys. Welcome to the call. Let's take a big breath in. And a breath out. Oh, you know that feels good. Thank you for indulging me. And a breath for me. Hopefully you took advantage too. And you do often during the day, I hope. I love Wednesdays. And today I've been connecting a little bit with Rhonda Collier. And she's on a family vacation somewhere in the world, you know. I just love watching her and following her, and I always learn from her. She just is such a beautiful teacher, and she's got a great message for us today, I know. So with that, guys, you know, just be present as you can right now. Now, this is a short soundbite message. This is, you know, 12, 13, 14 minutes of just a message right from a millionaire, a message from a millionaire, which is pretty awesome. And, you know, I know there's going to be something for me. And so if you're open to it and you believe so, then you can also believe there's going to be something for you, one nugget, one aha. So take a breath in, and let's get ready for the one and only Queen of Freedom, Rhonda Collier. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'm back. Yay. I'm sorry about last week. Ooh. Well, not sorry. Just I was traveling, and it was awesome. And thank you so much, everyone, for all your love, and I'm out here in Michigan, Lenny. I'm in Michigan with, oh my gosh, there has to be at least, I don't even know, they just keep showing up, 15 or 18 people here. We've got two houses, we've got a tent going, we've got a pontoon boat, Bella got her hair painted pink, I mean, the nieces and nephews are all over the place, and today we're getting ready to go tubing and just rock out our day. It's been such a blessing. So hi, everyone who's on the call. You know, I was really like, what do I want to talk about? What do I want to talk about? I wasn't really getting a guidance. And then all of a sudden, I remembered a couple things. I just did an amazing event with Samantha Lockature up in Connecticut on my way out here. Mom and I stopped there, and we did a super Saturday with her and all of our incredible team. And it was amazing, you guys. It was really powerful. And I want to share a couple things with you guys that's coming through from that event. And number one, I want to make sure that, you know, I think it's our job to really present a real, true picture when we are enrolling people in this business. If we don't present a true picture, then what can happen is they can think that it's supposed to be one way, or, you know, they're just going to sign up and then magically they're going to have all these people and, you know, they're going to be a millionaire. By the way, speaking of millionaires, you guys, I know I heard Jim Coover say on stage at Top Achievers this year that we are on track to break a new millionaire every week. I'm sure that's already been discussed on this call, but it's so incredible to me. That's how many millionaires we're going to be breaking this year. One a week for the rest of the year. Really amazing. So becoming a millionaire, you know, it's possible for you. Everyone on this line, it's possible. Some it'll take longer, some it'll happen faster, you know, but the reality is this. We have to prepare people for the reality. And one of the ways I like to do that for you guys is to let you know some of the things that happened to me along the way. Because I know, of course, you can look at me and you might think, oh, man, if she did it, I can do it. Or you might think, oh, gosh, I could never be like her. And the reality is you don't have to be like me or Lenny or Donna or Dave or Casey or anyone. You get to be like you. And you get to build this business the way that you build this business as long as you follow some of the fundamentals. The basic fundamentals will never, never change. I'm reading a book right now called Dare to Dream and Work to Win, Understanding the Dollars and Cents of Success in Network Marketing by Dr. Tom Barrett. This was on the bookshelf at a friend's house in Connecticut, Lorraine's house, and she said, oh, I don't need it, I already read it. I'm like, give me that book. I love reading books on network marketing. You guys, I hope that you're always reading a book on network marketing. I hope you always have one next to your desk. I hope you always have one in your hand when you get a chance to read 10 pages, because the fundamentals are the fundamentals. This book was written in 1998 when it was still sending fax messages, but the fundamentals are the fundamentals. And of course, the fundamentals, if you want to know what those are consistency. That's number one, okay, doing a daily action. And, of course, duplication, you know, keeping it simple enough that a system that's simple enough that everyone can follow and duplication can happen. And, of course, we have that. We have Isagenics gives us that, you plus two, them plus two, and isagenicsbusiness.com. Start here. It's simple. You know, so that's how you create duplication. You keep it simple and you follow a system. And then the third part is give it enough time. So consistent effort, that's, you know, it sounds so obvious, you guys. It really does. And sometimes for me, and I know a lot of us, we're smart, you know, and we like to think that we can figure this thing out and make it, you know, magical or something different. And it is magical, but we think that there's a different thing that we have to do. And the reality is we don't. If we are consistently sharing our story and we are consistently helping others share their story, and we keep it really simple. We use the template for sharing our 30-second story. That template is on isagenicsbusiness.com. And then when people want to sign up, and want to know more about it, we show them a video from isamovie.com. This is our system. It's simple. A 9-year-old could do it. Keep it simple. And then the part that I wanted to kind of touch base on today was give it enough time. You know, I was grateful because I got my business to a 6-figure income in about 2 years after I started building, and then I stayed there for a while, and then I got it up to a multiple 6-figure income maybe 3 or 4 years later, and then it stayed there for 5 years, and then I was blessed to just go into all-out massive action with my team, and some amazing people came into my team. Some from me, some lots not from me, and, you know, boom, the explosion happened and I maxed out. So, but giving it enough time, some of the things that I've gone through, Lenny, you talked about failures this morning, and they're not failures, but I like to say fail forward, or, you know, realize that, you know, the things that happen, those are the things that turn us into the diamond, you know, the things that we might label as bad or wrong or disasters or failures or whatever, they're just shining you up. They're just shining you up, and you're learning. This is what happens. The stuff comes our way for us to learn. We can't know this business inside and out and what to say and what to do and da-da-da-da without putting in time, going through the things that sometimes hurt and sometimes freak us out and sometimes feel like it's, you know, we're going in the wrong direction or whatever. So some of the things that happened for me, of course, you guys know, I was petrified to talk to people when I first started. So fear of rejection was a big one for me, fear of looking bad, not knowing what to say, you know. So I stayed at it, you know, I stayed at it. I decided, you know, I wanted this bad enough. One of the things I heard Jay Bennett say recently, Lenny, that really resonated with me is you have to have burning desire for this. Those are the people that make it. If you have a burning desire for the end result that you're working towards, and I certainly did, there was no way on the planet Earth or any other planet I was going to go in any other direction in any other reality than the reality of building this business and helping and blessing and serving others and in the process creating this time and financial freedom for myself. So I had a burning desire. There was no going back for me. There was no other outcome that was possible for me. Now, if you feel that way, that's great. And if you don't, you can get there. You can. You just go to work on creating that burning desire, okay, and build it up. Strengthen that muscle. Become that person. So I was petrified to talk to people. I didn't practice what I was going to say. I don't know why. Maybe because I was so afraid to talk to them. But, you know, we have scripts. Kathy Cooper says to us, when she used to do the trainings before Lenny and all the amazing leaders started to do trainings, Kathy would say she would practice what she was going to say, her script. She would practice it in the mirror, in the car, while she was cooking, while she was doing yoga, working out, driving, sleeping. I mean, she was just always practicing. So I didn't practice. If you don't practice, you're not going to get good. You have to practice it. You got to turn those scripts into you. You have to become just so natural. And the only way they're going to get natural is practice. So I didn't practice. That was another thing that slowed me down. If you're not practicing, you might want to look at that. And so, you know, I didn't keep it simple because I didn't practice. And then I talked too much, which, of course, we know talks people out of it, not into it. Of course, you've heard me talk about this crazy part of my growth period. I didn't have a schedule. I was the queen of freedom. I'm like, I don't want to have a schedule, blah, 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 blah. Here's the deal. I'll tell you 1,000 times. I'll tell you 1,000 more times. And every time I look at you, if you're in any form of overwhelm, I will ask to see your schedule. There's only one way to freedom, you guys, and that's a schedule. Because when you have a schedule, you can relax into the moment because you know the time for work is on the schedule, time for play, time for family, time for you. You can be present in the moment. So I still struggle with the schedule. I am major queen of freedom. And the reality is the world deserves us to be our best, you guys. The world deserves you to be your best because when you bring your A game to this, you save lives. You know, I have an obligation to bring my A game because what we have is too good to not bring our A game. So I didn't listen enough. People didn't feel heard. I had to learn how to do listening, and there's a great CDs on that. We talk about that. I was always thinking about what I was going to say next instead of listening to people. You know, I didn't ask enough questions. People didn't feel cared for. I didn't talk to people every day about this. I didn't. I didn't create that consistency in the beginning. The amazing thing is if we could just start with just talking, making sure we have one person a day that we expose this to, just start with that consistency. You'll find your way into making it more people and in different ways. And now with social media, you guys, I mean, we can talk to 100 people a day. We can. I was afraid to talk about the business in the beginning. I had to learn how to share other people's success stories. And I'm going to close with this, Lenny. A couple things I want to close with. Number one, talking about the business, I want you guys all to know something. I remember when I had this epiphany, I was coaching one of the amazing, amazing people on my team, and they were like, well, I haven't made any money yet. And I said, yeah, I know. That's okay. Where are you going? Tell me why you're doing this. Tell me where you're going. If you can speak about the vision, the mission, and where you're going with conviction, I'm going to be debt-free. I'm going to travel the world with my family. I'm going to have this. I'm going to do this. And I'm looking for people that want that life. Okay, you talk about what you're going to do. People will follow you. You don't have to have already done it, but you must be able to speak with it with conviction and passion. And trust me, they will follow. People follow people who are going somewhere. The last thing I want to share, Lenny, is some of the biggest setbacks I had in my life. Man, I had some incredible journey. You know, a lot goes on in this business. You know, one of the biggest setbacks I had is I had a beautiful lady come into my business. Her name was Betty Jones. Love Betty. And she took me from 4 to 6 cycles a week to 40 cycles a week, like in 6 months. I mean, it was remarkable. She knew everyone. She and I were doing phone calls around the clock. anyway, after a little bit of time, she had to quit. She left the business. She had a great business. She was probably up to 30 cycles herself by that time, you know, almost $100,000 a year residual income. But Betty had suffered some strokes in the past, and she was running all kinds of other charities and organizations, and she was just one of those, like, red people doing 100 things. And her doctor said, you have to stop. You have to stop working. You have to rest. And so Betty left my business. And, of course, I was devastated, you guys. And the reality is this. Things will happen in this business. But just remember, all these things can happen, and you can still become a millionaire. You can still max out your business. You can still find a way to take care of you and your loved ones financially and create a legacy for your family forever. Do you know that this business, you get to put it in your will? If I was to go out and have an accident and leave my body and go back into ethers, my will is all set up. My mom gets my business. So it, all these things can happen. And many more along the way. Lenny, stop, jump in with me. I'm so grateful for this company and this opportunity that we get to bring everyone.
Oh, you know, it's the ultimate being able to pay it forward. As we face our own, everything you just talked about, the things that you weren't good at, that you became good at. And now you're just this being of joy and light and love. We don't see, you know, David Wood always sees, you know, always says that every master was once a disaster, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And what did we learn at Amplified Leadership? Change is hard in the beginning and messy in the middle and sexy at the end.
Oh, I love it. You are beautiful. Thank you so much for this message. It's you know, it's so real. It's so beautiful. It's, you know, we just need to practice our craft, you know. And on the way to finding your life's purpose, bless a bunch of people on the way. And network marketing does it. Network marketing is the vehicle of paying it forward when you find something worthy of such a cause. And I don't think there's a whole lot of arguing going on this particular call with the, you know, the hundreds of people that are on. And listen, that, you know, we believe in our vehicle. Now, we don't say negative things about other people's network marketing vehicles. We're just super grateful that we found one that's so just, I don't know, what words do you have for Isagenix? I mean, it's led by Jim and Kathy Coover, Eric Coover, Travis Garza. You think of these people, John Anderson. Now, you know, just everything that we see and everything that we are. So, Rhonda, you know, thank you for putting it so beautifully. You know, it's the schedule. It's making sure we dedicate time each day. We dedicate time each day. We dedicate some time to practice. Where's that on your schedule? We dedicate some time to meditation. Where's that on your schedule? We dedicate some time to exercise. You know, where's that? It's those things, I think, that Rhonda's teaching me, that the schedule, the structure of a schedule is what helps create the freedom. And thank you, Rhonda, for that. Thank you for that message, because it's beautiful. And it's important. You know, we all want freedom, but we don't see that. You know, Rhonda, little do you guys know that she's one of the greatest planners on earth. Okay, just a little bit on Rhonda here. She is so brilliant at putting things down and making trips happen for her family, you know, like looking at the calendar. I mean, she's the queen of freedom, but she's also the queen of, you should see her schedule. She's the queen of that. Like, she makes it happen, and so then the memories follow. The memories follow the schedule. The memories follow the events. The memories follow the dates. And so what a great example. So, Rhonda, thank you for that.
Thank you, darling. I love it. It's all possible.
It's all possible. So, guys, let's all take one big breath in to integrate Rhonda's teachings. 1, 2, 3, breathe it in. I am. And be careful with your word choice afterwards, because you're going to attract it. What are you? Beautiful. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenix shout. We'll be on tomorrow, Thursday. We'll be on Friday. Guys, color your bliss 4. is on. So far, the official trainers that are going to be there in November, first weekend, Dave and Carrie MacArthur, Rhonda Collier, Lenny Evans, Jill Berth, and much more to come, more details to come. Guys, we're just super, super grateful for each and every one of you. Take on this day, whatever you're doing. Some people are cleansing. Some people are, you know, shaking it up. Some people are going out there to make things happen. Just a beautiful day to really get in touch with, you know, loving and serving others for what you do unto others. No question. You're just doing it to yourself. And so the more we start to get that, the oneness idea, the better, truly. So, okay, guys, here we go. Let's do this.
Unmuted.
Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
I did it.
Thank you, Rhonda.